This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
Hi everybody, I'm Gary Vaynerchuk, and I'm extremely honored to be giving this keynote. First of all, hope you have a wonderful, wonderful 2021. Not sure if I'm allowed to have wine anymore. I grew up in the wine business. So honored to be a part of this. And first and foremost, I just want to thank you for your service. You know, I was born in the Soviet Union, and I'm incredibly grateful for all your service to this country. And so thank you. So look, I'm excited to get into this because we're talking about several things that I'm excited about. Youngsters, you know, time. My friends, for all my accomplishments, for all the things that have happened in my life, I would trade them all to be many of you. When you are in your teens or 20s or even early 30s, the world is your oyster. You've got 60, 70, 80 years of life. Time is the greatest asset. I don't care how much money you have, you cannot buy time. And so, to just kick this off right off the bat, eliminating the anxiety of having your thing figured out in the next 5, 6, 3, 9 years is super important. We now live in a digital infrastructure where the world is at your fingertip. There is no gatekeeper. If you want to be the leading voice about LA Rams football, yogurt, yoga, singing, rock climbing, wine, you can. Podcast, content, you know, YouTube videos. It's just shocking what the internet has done. Every single person watching this video right now grossly underestimates the internet. I was born in the Soviet Union. I came to the US. I grew up in New York and New Jersey. In Jersey, where I spent most of my life, I did lemonade stands, garage sales, shoveling snow, car washing, Christmas caroling as a nice Jewish boy. Like, just hustled, grinder kid. Parents didn't come from much, went from poor to lower class to middle class to upper middle class, but stayed frugal throughout. All my t-shirts were from my dad's liquor store. I wanted Nintendo, I had to go buy it. I was learned to go fend for myself. Accountability on me. And that set me up nicely for my entrepreneurial career, but I was 30 years old, had spent 8 years building my dad's liquor store for him when I decided to make my first video like this. February 20th or 21st, 2006, 15 years ago, almost. I gotta do an anniversary. Make a note, D-Rock. I've gotta do a 15th year anniversary to my first video. Nobody knew who I was. Nobody knew what YouTube was. YouTube was less than a year old. I made this video and it changed the course of my life. And 3 years later, I wrote a book called Crush It, Why Now Is the Time to Cash In on Your Passion. I wrote that in 2008, it's 13 years later, and everything I talked about in that book is still true. The internet doesn't have gatekeepers. You are in control. What you need to focus on is self-esteem and self-awareness. If you take anything out of this keynote, those are the two most important parts for you to take advantage of this virtual and digital world. Period, end of story. If you want to succeed, if you want to win, if you want to be happy, you have to lean into those two traits. Self-esteem is gonna allow you to deal with the negative feedback you get every day. This is stupid, you're ugly, you're not smart, what are you talking about? You're wrong, you're the worst. Why are you doing this? You would suck. Self-awareness is gonna allow you to know if you should do a podcast versus doing a vlog versus doing Instagram photos versus writing on LinkedIn. The world is predicated on your ability to communicate to the world. Your upside is predicated on your self-awareness of what kind of communicator you are. The first time a camera like this was put in front of me, I lit up. It was no different than being in class, being a class clown that the teacher liked. It was no different than when I had a sales team on the floor of Wine Library listening to me of what we should sell. It was those people on the other side. I'm picturing the 7,000 of you right now. I'm feeling that energy. Would I wanna be in stage right now in Vegas with 7,000 people? Sure, my energy's different. Do I weirdly feel you a lot more than I could have ever believed right now with me and D-Rock in my apartment? Yes. And I do that because I know I have your attention and I know I have this at bat and I know that one of you, just literally one, and I mean this, I've been doing this a long time, I've got the gray hairs now. I know that one of you might listen to me tonight. You might realize it's time for you to go on TikTok and do dancing or piano. I realize that one of you is gonna be like, right, I don't need to do video and I'm insecure about my looks, but that's okay, who gives a crap? I'm gonna go write. these incredible, long, articulate posts on Facebook, on Instagram. Post a photo and write 31 sentences that are so beautifully written, such a symphony of words, that I'm gonna build tens and thousands of people who follow me around honey making. Yes, honey making. Around sweater knitting, around Star Trek, around Pokemon, around sports cards, sneakers, around cooking, clean eating, whatever it might be. Please, my friends, take a step back and think about what lights you up. If I told you I'm a genie from the future and you can build a business, a career, around your favorite thing on earth, what would that be? And then I tell you that even if you're taking a job right now and working 9 to 6, what are you doing from 6:30 to midnight, right? You're gonna need rest, you're gonna need your family, but can you carve out 3 hours to stand up your wrestling podcast? And because you love it, you don't care that 9 people are listening because you're thrilled to talk about Paul Orndorff, Piledriver, or Stone Cold Steve Austin double tapping beers and drinking it. And then weirdly, after 31 episodes, you get an email from a wrestling t-shirt company offering you $50 to sponsor and call them out. That journey that I just painted, you think is a fantasy. I know that I know 100,000 people in the last 10 years who've lived it. Me, I'm one human out of 8 billion, and I know 100,000. Now, I sit at the top of the sphere of marketing and influencer, so I get those emails, I get those DMs, but what I am talking about is practical. It is not a pipe dream. How do you stand out in a virtual world? You communicate. You tell the world what you're about, what you're interested in, and what you know most. If you're like me and you got lucky, or you put in the work to love something and know a lot about it, you can win. I, for example, have been talking about sports cards a lot lately in the last couple years. I took a year to educate myself on the current state of sports cards. Sure, I was an OG in 86 to 93 on sports cards, but that industry changed a lot. I didn't talk. I learned for a year, and then I started talking. And now my voice carries weight in sports cards land, because for the last 3 years, I've been very right about what would happen in sports card land. You can do that too, around absolutely anything. Hunting, cooking, driving luxurious cars, watching, clothes, passion and content, optimism and practicality, patience. These are words that matter in what I'm talking to you about. It is content on the internet, on LinkedIn, Clubhouse, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, that is the breakthrough. It is that, there's nothing else. This is a content warfare. Do you talk to the world? Do you use these platforms? You can demonize them. You can say they're bad. They're manipulating us. It's big tech. You can say anything you want. It's the truth of our society. If you are not communicating and creating for the internet on these platforms, you are irrelevant and you are not building awareness and leverage. Are you actually relevant? No. I say it for punch because I want so badly for the 513 of you on this call right now, on this Zoom, on this keynote, on this video, who are meant to do 10 million a year around golf or tennis or baking to go. I'm trying to push you tonight. I'm trying to push you today. I need you to realize, but forget the 513. Talk to me about the 2,900 of you that are destined to make 50,000 a year as a side hustle around your favorite thing that lets you pay down your debt, that lets you buy a nicer house, that lets you take your family to a better Disney vacation. Let there be no confusion. What I started talking about in 2008 is more relevant in 2021 than it was when I talked about it in 2008. The Crush It ecosystem, the ability to create content around your passions, the ability to use the modern platforms to create, distribute, build community, and then monetize, is so uncomfortably real. It's an everyday story. As a matter of fact, it's boring now. Do you need to hear another story about a TikToker who makes $1 million a year? Do you need to hear about another kid on YouTube who makes $10 million a year selling toys? It's real. And for every hyperbole millionaire, there is millions of 10,000-aires. And imagine your hobby on the side eventually became your whole life, fishing, your whole life. instead of making $130,000 a year being a lawyer or a clerk or an admin or, oh, time's up, but it's not up yet because I'm hot, or an executive, or tricking yourself into thinking you're an entrepreneur when deep down in your stomach you know you're not. And if you go into the entrepreneur game, it's no different than the military or sports. You go into this game and you're not, you get chewed up and get finished. Self-awareness, love yourself, figure out your thing, take advantage. I got 10 minutes here, but there's something really cool. Write this down. There's a website that can help you so much in this journey. G-O-O-G-L-E. Google. How do I make videos for LinkedIn around phishing? Enter. How do I make my magic tricks go viral on Instagram? Enter. How do I get my cooking show to win on YouTube? Enter. Aren't you willing to put in 100 hours of education to know the modern communication internet ecosystem, to put yourself in a position to smile every day when you wake up because you can't get to work? I think you should consider it. I'm Gary VEE on every social media platform. Hit me up, let me know how I can help. I'm so honored and grateful to be giving this video, this keynote, and I wish you a tremendous 2021 and a healthy rest of your life. All right, episode's over. Please leave a review and subscribe up on Apple. It would mean a lot to me. Thank you very much.
Hey, podcast. Joe from Team Gary here. Today's highlighted review is Influential by Panini Pete. Gary triggers your brain constantly. He's got me always questioning my results, reasons, motivation, the whys, and most importantly, how do I bring value to my world? Love his lessons. I'm a better leader, businessman, entrepreneur, and better dad. That's huge. Share this with all the people you care about. Thanks, Gary. Keep those reviews coming. We could highlight yours next.